Mid-level provider care of patients. This is a case with Mike Weinstock, Tim Scanlon, Shona Riedlinger, I apologize for the pronunciation, and Jennifer Stankus. And wow, this was a gripping case.
Yes, it was from the beginning to the end. Terrifying at the end.
Thoughts on this one?
I kind of felt exactly the same thing. It's all about communication again. I mean, my heart bleeds for all of them. Both the mid-level and the attending. I mean, but again, it's one of the things that I usually do try to tell the nurses is that, and we talked about it with Toph Peabody a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. is that you're all there for the patient, and secondly, you need to be there for the team. And if you're afraid to talk to your provider, I mean, you got to think of it as if it's your own family, not the patient. The patient, that should be assumed. But your team, your family is all the providers, all the nursing attendants, if you're too afraid to tell them that they might be making a mistake, I'm sure this is a good attending that would have taken ownership if she or he hadn't had that much trust in the mid-level. Like we all have bad days.
Or was already overwhelmed
himself. Yeah, you're overwhelmed and you're doing stuff. So if nobody like drags you out of that complacency and says, come look at this patient, I don't blame the mid-level at all because he's assuming that all I have to do is just kind of tell her I need a little help.
And he's asking for help.
Right. Yeah. But you need to be more aggressive and say, you know, get over here. Let's take a look. I mean, as a nurse, and Lisa's like, where's the nurse in this?
Where's the nurse?
Why isn't the nurse stepping up here and saying, hey, this patient's in trouble. Mid-level's not handling it. You know, why isn't the nurse you know, more aggressive here?
I had the same question, but I wonder if this is... be careful how I say this, an academic culture versus a community culture. Like, I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Academics, the nurses, I would say, are very proactive because you know that the residents and the, you know, the junior physicians or clinicians are junior. Like, you are very aware of their limitations. And so you have a lower threshold to go straight to the attending and be like, you know what, this person's sick. I need you in here, right? And that's, you guys rarely do that. So I know that if you're coming to me and saying, I need you in here, I need to get there.
That is exactly what I was thinking as well. Because I work in both. I work in, you know,
and that's not an insult.
Oh, no, hear me.
Because I think community nurses are equally strong. I just think that the it's almost, what do you think it is, Lisa?
It's a difference of
the power encounter or the, or perhaps there's a concern of,
I don't know. I feel it though. I totally feel it when I walk into county. All the residents and even the attendings, they're my buddies, they're friends. I can go up to them and talk to them about anything and I feel comfortable. Even if it's silly, I can go up to them and say, "Hey, you know, I'm just a little concerned." And they're not going to get upset, they're not going to get mad. They're going to take me seriously and they're going to go. And that's it. Done. But when I'm at the community hospital, I do have that, gosh, should I go to the doctor about this? Should I call the doctor for this? Am I being overly, you know?
Do you think that's because you don't work there as often?
It could be that, and that I don't know the doctor's personalities as well as I know the county physicians. But it is also that they are, I don't want to say this wrong either, but they have already gone through their training. They've already experienced a lot. They've already seen.
They're not that junior.
They're not that
clinician.
Junior. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would trust them because they have seen a lot.
But I would encourage those community nurses. I mean, I can't tell you how often my community nurses who are excellent save my butt, you know, and it's really because I'm not in the room. I'm on the other side of the department. And hey, you know that guy in eight who's like actually pretty sick and you're like, shoot, thank you so much. Right. So I do think that there needs to be that communication regardless. And in this case, and if this were your case, I'm pretty sure either of you would have, regardless of your relationship with the physician, would have been like, dude, someone's got to get in here and help this patient.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's all your approach and presentation as well. You're not going to just go up there, hey, you know what, you need to get in here now. Like, you're not going to be rude or, you know, it's your presentation to be respectful and ask the doctor, hey, look, and give him the facts and please come in here now. You know,
absolutely. You have to talk to people as if they're your own family and that you like them and respect them, but there's something's going to go wrong if they don't pay attention. Yeah. And you can live with, if they get upset or they think you're too, that's okay. And we're not always right. But I think it's really important to save your team, too. Don't let them make a mistake. Don't let them hurt the patient. Don't let them hurt themselves, their career, their heart.
Oh, I guarantee you that any of these clinicians in this case would have been super grateful for the nurse to be like, a resounding gong. Like, I need your help.
No, that's, right. I mean, it was clearly these were all excellent providers. Yeah. Like, they admit to the trust and the respect that they have for each other. I mean, and that's the way, even in a community setting, I'm sure that's exactly what this is. Mm-hmm. That you have to just look past any fear of offending people and just as if it were your own kid, as if it were your own family. You can't run across the street no matter how fun it is and no matter how mad you're going to be at me. I need you to take a look at this patient.
And if you're a newer nurse and you're just starting out and you're kind of still, you know, not sure about, you know, your assessment skills or what have you, go get a senior nurse too to come and assess the patient to see what's going on. And maybe both of you collaboratively can go and tell the doctor or the mid-level and to see, you know, what you guys can do.
Yeah, I actually just had that exact conversation with one of our newer nurses, who is the only one, evidently, including me, I didn't realize anything. Patient's not eating or drinking, a psych patient, but also wasn't causing a ruckus. So she's the only one that noticed. None of the rest of us noticed because that patient was just waiting to go to the psych ED and wasn't causing a ruckus. And then finally, after, you know, hours and hours, I'm like, oh my, you know it's okay to tell us. She's like, well, I kind of mentioned it. I'm like, no,
you know, you need to grab me by the shoulders
and you need to say exactly that. Yeah. And she's like, well, I guess I will eventually. I'm like, no, you have that power.
Yeah,
it's okay. What if I get cranky with you? Is that the worst thing that could happen? No, the patient could die. You know, it's okay. Like, offend us, push us, make us, you know, it should always be respectful. You should never assume that you're the only one in the room that knows anything, that we're all there for the patient. But secondly, we're there for our team. Don't let them make a mistake.
You know? I remember the first time I got mad at a resident when I first started in 1350 there's this young gal and she was complaining of left-sided abdominal pain and she was tachycardic and she's a little febrile, but she was no doubt in pain. She was doubled over. And, you know, back in the day when you're in triage, you would go get the two-star to come look at the sick patients to see, you know, if we can expedite them. And he's like, no, she's fine, and went away. Rechecked her. She's still tachycardic, still in pain. I need you to just come look at this patient. She's fine. There's nothing. I'll put her in four and do an ultrasound. I'm like, oh gosh, you know. So finally, I'm like, you need to come out now. Come look at her. And if it's nothing, then I don't care. And I was really upset. So finally, he's like, all right, fine. And got kind of upset with me. Put her into room four, did an ultrasound.
5 minutes later, she
was erupted. Topic. I'm like, I told you. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we have to be our patients' advocates under any and all circumstances.
Yeah, both our patient and our team.
I was just going to say,
our team. It's our team.
Teamwork. I think, you know, you're oftentimes the eyes and ears for us, and I think that is really appreciated from the physician's perspective too. We may not voice that enough, but that's certainly true.
But I think the physicians save our tails too. I mean, when we're working in a really busy ED, we have to talk to each other. That's just it. You have to talk to each other. Yeah.